Guys, let's hear from Andrew Bentley. Yeah! Yeah!
Andrew Bentley's beer.
This is the best story ever.
I wanted to open Andrew Bentley's beer.
Next time, Connie.
Your time will come.
Hi, everyone. I'm Andrew Bentley. The first time I met Dwight was at an early Your Stories event over top of Fizzbar, where Dwight sang Kiss from a Rose. On the way out, I tried to tell him how happy I was that he had done so, how the song was a guilty pleasure of mine. "Oh, thanks," he said, and fled downstairs, out into the night, from which he would not reappear, at least in my life, for another couple of months. At the time, I assumed he thought of himself as a big shot, with no interest in speaking to audience members, a thought since proven plainly and patently ridiculous. I was especially irked at the time, as I had been to almost every prior instance of Your Stories, a much different animal in those days, and could barely countenance the idea of such profane effrontery from a newcomer like him. Now, of course, I cannot conceive of a Your Stories without his indelible, unmistakable voice. I don't mean the golden, honeyed baritone with which we are all familiar. I mean the spirit of warmth and levity he brings to Your Stories, or indeed, any event he attends. Dwight, I imagine his other friends will agree, is an excitable man. an enthusiastic man. And in that enthusiasm, there is a natural temptation to speak of him in hyperbole. To stand here and tell you that Dwight Hessler is a cocaine sorcerer with chainsaw hands and a Fender Stratocaster for a dick. That the omnipresent plumes of vapor seeping from his lips are not from his electronic cigarette, but rather are the souls of lesser vocalists consumed and sublimated by the insatiable furnace that burns at his core, fueled by cider and other people's magic cards. But to do so would consign to unforgivable shadow the true superlatives that govern Dwight. Dwight is the most earnest, least condescending, most honestly humble man I have ever known. I know now that the reason he fled that night at Fizzbar was humility. A humility so innate and integral and blind that he wouldn't think to take up one moment more than necessary of a stranger's time. To watch that bashfulness evaporate in the years since has been my unqualified privilege. And if I have laughed or stammered or shook my head when he has lamented to me without a trace of malice that I surpass him in some endeavor or quality, it is from disbelief that he cannot see the thousands of ways in which he eclipses so many others, myself included, on a daily basis. And God help us if he ever figures that out. To Dwight.
Just for reference, Dwight, do you want to tell the crowd what you say to Andrew when, like, you're playing him in Magic and he beats you?
Well, it's not that, like, I mean, I always beat him, so it's just like...
No, that's not true. That's not true. He beats me all the time. I say, of course, like, you've got a great body, you're thin, and you're white. I mean, you've got everything. And the win over this fat Asian dude.
Seriously, Andrew, acknowledge your privilege and let us in.